The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lose.
Good morning, John.
How are you? Actually, you were here very recently.
Yeah, probably about two or three weeks
ago. Yeah, I was
ago.
Just going to say, when I saw your name again,
I'll be here next week, too.
Oh, yeah, well, next week's a biggie.
Yeah.
Next week's the biggie.
This is a biggie today.
Well, of course, it's a biggie. We have Barry here today.
That's right.
But at the same time, you know, we'll have two in a row.
Two biggies.
So then you get that resting period.
Now we just have to get a few more people. I think we're up to about 48 people listening to the
show.
See,
I thought it was 49.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
There's thousands out there. Nevertheless, this morning we're starting off with Barry Klitzberg. And Barry, I know Barry for years, and I don't even remember where I met you, Barry, but Barry currently is the assistant program coordinator at Nassau County High Cap, at the Nassau County High Cap program, which is organized to help seniors. And what we're doing this morning is talking about Medicare. And I know Barry and Otto last year. You guys didn't go at it, but was almost going at it, trying to help each other and go through this stuff. It is such a confusing situation. Fortunately, I'm not using it, so eventually I'll have to figure it out. But the poor people that have to, they're lost. And I get questions. You know, I'm in two different network groups, and we have people that ask questions, assuming as a financial advisor I would know. I say, I don't know what you got to do. You got to call someone like Barry, or you know, it's difficult. So. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, John.
And thank you so much for agreeing to come on the air again. Before we get into questions, updates. Are there any updates that people listening should know? You know, because you hate to turn around, make your plan, and realize something changed this year.
There are a few updates about Medicare. Now, the organization I work with, HICAP, is Health Insurance Information, Counseling, and Assistance Program, part of a national network that's funded by the federal government to empower seniors with information on how to make the best choices for their health care. My organization is the Family and Children's Association, which has a number of programs, extended in-home service for the elderly, financial counseling, tax assistance, bill paying programs. So we have a lot of programs there, but I'm specifically with HICAP, and we work with a lot of seniors. Unfortunately, not enough people know about us. We're funded, like I said, funded by the feds through the county. There are a few important things to understand. First of all, we have 10,000 people every day signing up for Medicare because the baby boomers are hitting 65. So it's really, really complicated. There are a lot of people signing up, so waiting times at offices like Social Security are getting longer and longer, and they're encouraging people to apply online, which in itself is complicated, right, especially for a lot of the older seniors who are not computer savvy. So that's where a lot of folks come to our organization. We get a lot of calls about, there was an article in Newsday recently about our organization and some of the changes. A few of the changes, the biggest one I think for next year is that a couple of the current Medigap plans will no longer be sold to new beneficiaries. This is the C and F Medigap plans. And I remember we talked about the
F plan
last year.
Yeah.
If you have it, you can keep it. It's called guaranteed issue.
Right.
But if you are turning 65 or going on Medicare next year, you cannot buy these plans. These plans cover everything. They cover the entire deductibles. They cover the co-payments. If you have this plan, you'd have no other Medicare-covered expenses. You need a prescription plan, of course, because these plans, like Medicare itself, doesn't cover drugs.
Right.
You'd have to buy a Medicare drug plan. But that's the biggest change. For new enrollees, you cannot buy these plans. There are other plans that will be that are similar,
okay,
like the G plan, which is what I usually recommend to folks because the F plan, that high benefit plan, is $360 more a year than a G plan, which covers everything except a $185 deductible.
For Part B.
The Part B deductible, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you're paying $360 to cover a $185 benefit. Hmm. That's like paying $20,000 in car insurance to cover a $15,000 car.
What I'm hearing is I should switch from the F plan to the G plan.
Well, when people call me, and the first thing I do is they say, what's the best plan? And I say, it depends on your physical health and your financial health. Right. So I can't endorse a company or a plan, but I can guide you through it to find the best plan for you. And for a lot of folks, they take the G plan because they look at the numbers. Or even an N plan, which has a small copayment. If you're in relatively good health, that's also a good value.
What about, I hear about an F plan with a high deductible. Is that...
That has a very low premium.
Right.
But you're paying approximately $2,300 deductible before their plan kicks in. So right. If you're on Medicare and you take this high deductible plan, all of your cost sharing has to equal $2,300, your deductibles, your co-payments, before the F plus plan, what it's called, kicks in.
Right, okay.
Now, I think that's going away too. There's going to be a G plus plan.
Okay.
So we're waiting for the details to come out from Medicare. We'll have more information, but this is what we know now. The F is going away for new beneficiaries.
Let's go back one step, all right?
Sure.
A lot of people, I hear people who are just going on Medicare, and they think, well, that's it. They're going to be on Medicare. You know, great. However, that's not good enough. You need to have some supplemental insurance. And just to back up a little bit, as I understand it, there's two major groups, right? There can be an Advantage plan and a Medigap plan. And what we've been talking about so far is the Medigap plan.
Right. There are Medicare Advantage plans that work for about a third of the people on right. Medicare are in some form of Medicare Advantage. These are HMOs
right.
where you've got a closed network. You've got to use the doctors in that network.
Right.
You need a referral in most cases to see a specialist. And they might cover additional items like most of them cover prescriptions. They might cover vision, dental, and hearing, which traditional Medicare doesn't cover, the routine services. If you have a disease of the eye, Medicare will cover it. But a checkup for your glasses or the glasses themselves are not covered.
Right. Now, those are the Advantage plans seem to be the ones that right now I've been getting a lot of mail bombarding people with ads about Advantage plans.
Yeah, I'm getting them too. I'm 67, so get them also. I wanted to mention also the other form of Medicare Advantage, which are preferred provider organizations.
Right.
That's the PPO, which have a network, but if you go out of the network, you still have coverage, you just have a higher copay.
Right.
You don't need a referral to see a specialist. They also cover drugs, most of the plans do, and you can buy with an optional rider vision, dental, hearing. So they work for a lot of folks. You know, for the listeners, you're going to learn a lot of new acronyms here. There's HMO, PPO. If you live on a farm, you've got the EIEIO. So there's a lot.
EIEIO. Yeah. Is that legit or is that just old McDonald's?
That's the only thing I've understood so far.
There are a lot of different ways to get the care. What I do with folks traditionally is I've gone to the Medicare.gov website for the plan finder. I'll enter their drugs. I'll give them a printout of all the plans that could work for them. And I'll tell them, your homework is to go to the doctor or his billing person and ask what plans they take. And if the doctors are in any of the networks that could save them money, that might work for them.
See, one of the things about that that's a little dangerous, I think, is that in my case, I worked for a part of the Mars company, all right? And they got out of the insurance business about 2 or 3 years ago, and that's when I found out a lot about the marketplace.
Right.
But they provided us with a supplement that you could use to pay against your premium. But the X factor was that you had to go through, I guess it would be like their agent, the thing called Via Benefits. So anything you did, they have a website also that has, you know, options that you can put in, right. Medication, physical condition, whatever. But my point is that there's probably other companies out there where you have to go through the agent. I'm not sure what the right name is.
Yeah, it's a broker or an agent, and I've seen this
for that company, because otherwise you're in jeopardy of losing your
stipend.
Yeah,
I've seen that in a few cases,
yeah.
And people call and ask, "How can I switch?" And when during my conversation, I'll ask, "Are you a retiree? Do you have any kind of health care benefit?"
Right.
In addition to Medicare, and you know, you try to get down to the weeds.
Right.
And it can be very weedy down there. You got, you know, people will call, and then they'll call the next week saying, "Oh, I forgot to tell you, or this may not work because." And for a lot of folks, they have options in how to switch, especially during the open enrollment season.
Right.
And there are two now. Last year, or 2019, for the first time, there was a second open enrollment period for people in the Medicare Advantage.
Oh.
So if you're in a Medicare Advantage, you're not only limited to October 15th through December 7th, which is the open enrollment
right.
period. You also have a second one, January 1st through the end of March. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, you can drop it and switch to another Medicare Advantage, or drop it completely and buy a Medigap with the drug program. So they're always doing that, you know, they expanded the enrollment.
So let me just, you pick something this November 19.
Right.
Then technically in the early part of 2020, if you realize you made a mistake, your drugs change, et cetera, you can switch it again.
Only with the Advantage.
Right, only with the Advantage plan.
Okay.
If you're in a prescription drug plan with the Medigap, you're stuck with that prescription drug plan to the end of the year.
Okay.
Unless you get EPIC, which is the state assistance program for drugs, you have a one-time annual switch that you can do. Or if you get Extra Help, which is a program for people of low income, where the government will assist you with your drug costs. You won't pay a premium for a baseline plan, which is the average premium nationally and from there. If you take one of those plans, you can switch every quarter.
Wow.
And there's also a program called Medicare Savings Program, which can also pay you a Medicare Part B premium if your income is low.
Just a random question. You're on any plan, I don't care what it is, and you wind up requiring a drug that's not on the plan you were on. This is new. You picked your plan in November. You're all happy. Come March, you wind up with some disease that requires a very expensive drug that is not on the plan you have, but is on one of the other plans. Need doesn't help you. You can't go with a hardship case.
Well, no, but your doctor can request an exception, which would cover you for the rest of the year with that drug.
Oh, okay.
And then you can switch. It happens often where the exception is granted. Not in every case. But I know I get calls from folks who tell me they have to switch next year because the exception runs out.
Right, okay.
So the doctor can request that.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm.
That whole drug thing, formulary tier 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, is like a crapshoot in plain English because you don't know what's going to happen to you during the year.
That's the point.
And that's part of my thought, too, with the regular, whether it be Medigap or Advantage or whatever. You know, when you sign up, you're signing up based on what's going on right now. But God knows what can happen in June. I have two people I know very well that are just been clobbered with huge bills for hospital stays and whatever. And, you know, part of it is because they went into a program and had a low premium, and it winds up with all kinds of other costs on top of it. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes it's better to pay a little more up front.
Yeah, I tell people, look at the big picture.
Yeah.
If you're going into a managed care plan, look at everything, not just the premium or even the drugs. Check to see what the co-pays are when you go into a hospital, especially if it's an ambulatory setting, like if you're going for same-day surgery in a hospital.
Right.
That's covered under your Medicare Part B, the medical insurance, because it's not inpatient. However, if it's in a hospital, the plan is going to, if you're on Part B, you're going to have a 20% responsibility, which Medigap could cover. But in Medicare Advantage, they're going to give you a range of costs. And it depends on the diagnosis and the procedure. So it could be a lot.
Right.
And also, if you're an inpatient, for the first few days, you may have a high copayment. So again, you look at the big picture. How much will this cost me if I have to go into a hospital? I may have to pay a little more for Medigap, but maybe my costs will be lower in the long run.
I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second. We've got to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Barry.